Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a very good week. It's almost over. The weekend's around the corner, and we're here to empower you. So welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about the nutraceuticals want to compete with Big Pharma. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be talking about some oral health for a change. We're going to check in on that. And I might revisit that topic on how to naturally deal with the cold and flu, since so many people seem to be hacking and coughing now. You know, you notice that? Go to the post office, people are got the cold, grocery store, wherever you are, people are sneezing and carrying on. So we're going to kind of revisit that, help you power up so you can skip a lot of that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're looking out for them, praying for them, God's hand of protection be on them. And while you're praying for the military, hitting the knees, I want to pray in a righteous leader for America. We need someone with standing. We need somebody that's in touch with the Lord. We don't need, well, I can't tell the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. So we need somebody that's going to stand out, someone that's going to make some sense and speak some truth. That's what we need. And we're going to go to Peter. Yes, we are going to go to the first chapter of Peter, you know, because God says we should, in this, especially this time of year, you know, peace and grace be multiplied unto you, because this is Christmas season. And, of course, whereby given unto us exceedingly great precious promises from the Lord, having escaped the corruption of the world, right? And besides this, you know, you want to give all due diligence unto your faith and virtue, and unto virtue knowledge, and unto knowledge temperance, and unto temperance patience, and unto patience godliness, and unto godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity this time of year. Don't forget those that are less fortunate. And, you know, God knows the righteous from the unrighteous. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto judgment and punishment. He does a good job of that. So we're going to pray in a righteous leader with all faithfulness and believing, faith believing. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Hey, five flight attendants in Fort Lauderdale had to be rushed to the hospital. They fell ill. Yeah, five flight attendants on a plane at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport were transported to the hospital after they complained of feeling ill after they had a mysterious smell on board the plane. Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue Hazardous Materials team boarded the plane, of course, but they took some readings and they couldn't find anything. No passengers were on the plane at the time, so it's a big mystery. Also, Taiwan has figured out how to clean up their streets from pet owners not wanting to pick up after their pets. A new innovative idea to keep the streets of northern Taiwan clean. They have thousands of citizens dutifully collecting bags of dog poop. And when they do, they can enter a contest for $2,000 in gold. That's right. 4,000 citizens in North Taipei City have entered into the competition that was launched early last August. So far, they've collected 14,000 bags of you-know-what. That's right. Those taking part in the contest, they call it a lottery. Once they hand over a bag of dog poop, they get a lottery ticket. So, and the drawing is for some gold ingots. I guess they're cufflings or some kind. They're worth $2,000. So there's an innovative way to keep the cities clean. Moving along in the quack report, research scientist confesses to falsifying numerous studies that were published in peer-reviewed journals. Uh-oh. Yep. Peer-reviewed journals, this is a process that is supposed to be the gold standard in the scientific process, and it's supposed to ensure that only legitimate scientific studies that have been checked and double-checked get published. But a recent admission by a psychologist and researcher, Derrick Staple, he knowingly faked and made up data for numerous studies that were published in peer-reviewed journals, and it proves, I guess, the process isn't without faults, and it could possibly just be a joke. Dutch psychologist Derrick Staple, he worked for Tilburg University in the Netherlands, and he confessed to falsifying research studies on numerous occasions. He fudged data and basically made up studies, which were later peer reviews and published in reputable journals like Science. He said, quote, "I have adjusted research data and faked research, not just once, but several times, and not just briefly, but over a long period of time. I am ashamed and deeply sorry." So considering the weight of these studies, they hold a lot of weight with medical professionals around the world. So studies like the one Staple forged are often used to develop new treatment methods for patients. For instance, you know, doctors can rely on falsified data in these journals to treat patients that could end up inadvertently hurting them, killing them even. Wow. Last but not least in the Quack Report, world's most expensive food. Do you know what that is? And I apologize to anybody eating. This may be a little on the grossy side. But for more than 400 years, bird's nest soup has been one of the most expensive foods in the world. Today, if you get a single bowl of this, it costs between $30 and $100. And you can't just make it out of any bird's nest, apparently. Only the edible nest of the cave swiftlet, that nest is made entirely out of the bird's saliva. And these nests are usually high in calcium, iron, magnesium, and potassium. So they go and harvest these bird's nests, and they're hard when they get them. And then they practically dissolved into this jelly-like consistency when they boil them into a soup. Now, the cave swiftlet nests, they nest high on sheer rock walls inside dark caves. So kind of a problem, kind of, you know, dangerous, actually, to go get those things. So today, what they do is they encourage the bird to build their nest in artificially constructed concrete nesting houses. And due to the high mineral content of the bird's nest, they say eating them, they believe it will enhance your health, prevent lung disease, coughs, improve your overall constitution, and promote longevity. So the nests are 50% protein, 30% carbohydrate, and fiber. There you go, bird's nest soup. I think I'll pass, but you go for it if you want. That wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, bird's nest soup, you know? I don't think so. I don't know. It kind of looked, I don't know, I saw a picture of it. Kind of looked like a combination of egg drop soup and oatmeal. Kind of runny-looking oatmeal. It was good. I don't think so. Okay, so we're gonna talk about the nutraceutical market and the pharmaceutical market, because the nutraceutical market wants to be on par with big pharma. Yeah. And what does that mean for the supplement industry? Well, let's look at it, because it's no secret that the nutraceutical market's intent is to be on par with the pharmaceutical industry. And if you were to hear about the future of nutraceuticals from the experts in the field, they tell you that they want to give big pharma a run for their money. So I say you won't be able to really tell the difference product-wise between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, because it's going to be kind of like comparing Democrats and Republicans. I just recently a pharmaceutical company, Teva, T-E-V-A, they requested the FDA to allow their morning after pill called Plan B to be sold without a prescription, like, you know, a sundry item or a vitamin. One of the most lucrative categories also of the pharmaceutical companies is digestive health. So nutraceuticals will have to play hardball with the big drug companies if they want a piece of this market. Nearly 70 million people suffer from digestion disorder. And we have about 14 million with ulcers, 7 million with emergency room visits, 3.2 million that are admitted to the hospitals for digestive disease, and 36 million are constantly in and out of the doctor's office with digestive problems. So how do you suppose the nutraceuticals will be able to steal market share from the pharmaceuticals? Well, we're going to look at that. And by the way, Sibelius disapproved of Plan B being sold without a prescription. So there's a step in the right direction. I wish it wasn't sold at all, but you know what I mean. Okay, so we're gonna look and see what the nutraceuticals are up to. Because sometimes, you know, in their head, they're kind of like, we'll grow it and they'll come and buy it. That's their philosophy. Because the nutraceutical industry, well, they're not going to be fooling anyone. Let's put it that way. They want to grow digestive foods and build a supplement product around it. Yeah. So, of course, the scientists in the nutraceutical industry don't think this is any different, really, than products on the market right now that cater to those with specific food needs, like the diabetics, the lactose intolerant individuals, and the gluten-free diets. But there is a serious link between diet and health, and many people are already noticing that diet restrictions and good supplements are a viable option if they want to avoid having to use a pharmaceutical drug. Now, you may have noticed some nutraceuticals in your dairy section, like the Activia yogurt. Yeah. Danone uses a nutraceutical ingredient. It's a lab-enhanced probiotic. They add it to the product. The actual ingredient in the yogurt is Biobacterium animalis, but Danone uses the trade names Bifidus regularis. But you want to notice that the real name has animal in it. Yeah, animalis, and it's A-M-I-M-A-L-I-S. And in this actual ingredient, it's taken from a strain of bacteria from animals. That's why it's called Biobacterium animalis. It's a bacteria taken from animals. So there have been mixed feedback, I don't know if you noticed, from those that use the Activia product for digestive ills. Some say they have improved, while others report severe digestive discomfort after eating the product. Now, the scientific studies on the nutraceutical ingredient are funded by companies that produce products which contain the substance being studied. So that can lead to doubts about the impartiality of these studies. And the Federal Trade Commission and Danone, they settled some allegations of false advertising back in December 2010 without actually admitting a violation of law by agreeing to stop marketing the claim in the advertising that Activia relieves temporary irregularity or slows intestinal transit. So here again, you're growing something in the lab to build a supplement around it, but it can be expensive because they just paid the FTC $21 million. All right, let's talk about them leveling the playing field, because Big Pharma has not always been a competitor in the dietary supplement area until recently, and things may get a little cloudy as to if the product is a drug or a functional food, because industry is using different labels, such as nutraceuticals. So Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, and Merck are investing heavily in this nutraceutical market. The federal and state health codes define drugs as having a definite change on the human body. They influence function to treat a disease. However, Big Pharma claims that their nutraceuticals are not drugs, but are clinically proven ingredients which support body function and structure and improve function. So if it happens to correct an illness, oh well. So will the same rules apply to whole food supplements? The supplement industry doesn't have the deep pockets that Big Pharma has to keep up with the ever-growing regulations. However, what the supplement industry does have are savvy consumers who read labels. You know why? Because they are leery of the side effects from drugs. Therefore, they will be kind of hard to convince individual elements that are grown in and assembled in the lab are going to work just like nature intended. Well, let's talk about some foods to avoid, because when it comes to stomach problems, it is recommended to avoid all types of coffee because it can bring on stomach pain. A study out of the University of Michigan found that those with stomach pain drank 2 cups of coffee a day. And a study suggested that it was not the caffeine, but the acid that set a chain reaction in the digestive system, producing pain and nausea. So coffee can also contribute to irritation of the gallbladder, causing digestive problems. A German study in Munich found several food culprits causing stomach pain, those with and without ulcers. Foods like mayonnaise, cabbage, fried foods, and salty foods. And additional foods that they also discovered were basic meat groups, coffee, again, carbonated drinks, and fruit juice. So you want to avoid foods that overstimulate the stomach acids, such as beer, wine, milk, coffee, tea, and soda. And according to one German study, beer is one of the worst beverages because it doubles the stomach acid output by the body. So those who have thought, you know, milk is a good thing to counteract a lot of this pain and acid, it may slow down things initially and ease stomach pain, but it also creates a rebound effect, and afterward the body is stimulated, especially the stomach, to produce even more acid to counteract the alkalinity. So beware of that. So how do you deal with this? Well, enzymes produced by your organs are important to the digestive system and how it operates. So if disease affects the pancreas or the liver or gallbladder, this can hinder your function in the digestive tract and cause further health problems. So you want to keep those organs clean and functioning, and so don't neglect doing your semi-annual organ cleansing. If you don't know how to do that, you need to contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because they're the experts in that, and they've been doing that for over 10 years. Also, you may want to watch the prescription drugs. Some medications can cause digestive disease. For instance, if you're taking drugs for stress or fibromyalgia or for autoimmune disease, the drugs for these diseases and also Warfarin drug will contribute to digestive problems and digestive malfunction. Little holiday trivia for you. For 2011 on Black Friday, shoppers equaled the population of Brazil, 195 million. That's how many people went out shopping the day after Thanksgiving this year. The average person this year is going to spend $704 on gifts, which means Americans will spend overall approximately $873 billion on the Christmas holiday. In addition, most are going to eat too much sugar, and that will lower your immune system, and a lot of people are going to get sick. So watch the sugar. Just one candy cane or one candy bar will disable your immune system for at least 8 hours. And isn't it ironic that your large candy cane has 704 calories, the same amount of money the average person is spending this year on Christmas? Isn't that interesting? So, you know, give the gift of health, because while you're out preparing for your Christmas, you know, Christ's birthday, don't forget to give yourself a gift of health. Holidays can be stressful. So, you know, prepared people reduce their risk of getting sick. So why don't you do that? Watch the dairy. Watch the sugar consumption. And you want to power up your immune system with some immune-boosting herbs. You can skip the nutraceuticals and the pharmaceuticals for digestive health if you use just a few herb combos. So if you use a teaspoon of peppermint, a teaspoon of ginger, a teaspoon of fennel seed tincture, these are all liquids, this will stop most digestive problems in a skinny minute. You can add those to an ounce or two of water if you'd like, and take it after a meal, and you can forget about gas, bloating, belching, nausea, vomiting. Now, if you tend to get a little diarrhea, the dysentery, just add some slippery elm inner bark to those three herbs. If you have acid reflux, just substitute the peppermint for the slippery elm, because peppermint and acid reflux usually don't go well. So you can substitute that. And also, don't forget to do your organ cleanses, especially your bowel cleanse. It will help your digestive system and also remove toxins from the system. You can do a liver gallbladder flush, and you can also use your digestive herbs and your immune-boosting herbs to get you through this holiday without too much trouble. That's right. If you're looking for immune-boosting herbs, there's a whole line of them at Apothecary Herbs, the Immune Booster, the All-in-One, the Astragalus Root. They have adult and children's echinacea. They have a pneumonia kit. They have a pandemic kit, which is good for any flu. So you've got tools and information and a company with a money-back guarantee and product support. So if you want to power up yourself to do it yourself, free yourself, to be more proactive, to be more independent, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs are there to help you do that. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, and of course their website is thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you look on their website, they do have a vitamin vault, so if you're thinking about preparing for the long term, their products have a 10-year shelf life, so you can save big in their vitamin vault. Half case and full case discounts on almost all of their products, so check that out, the vitamin vault. Also, if you need more energy for the holiday season, I suggest checking out their Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a vitamin mix, but it's full of single-cell plant proteins for lots of energy. So check that out, and it'll also help you eat lighter. So if you're trying not to put on the pounds for the holiday, that's the product to use. You'll get vitamins, you'll get protein, and you won't feel so hungry. There you go, and you can eat a little less. There you go. You can still be social, but you won't have to be guilty. I like that. I really like that. Also, if you check out the links area on thepowerherbs.com, look at the Rad Meter. It's a new addition to their links area because it's a meter that's very inexpensive, but it's totally full quality to help you measure the RF or radiation frequencies in your home or office. So if you've got Wi-Fi, routers, you know, cell phones, cordless phones, smart meters, whatever, you can figure out what your radiation exposure is with one of their rad meters. Very inexpensive, very cool. I got one. I went around checking all the, I was measuring everything. The microwave, the printer, the computer, everything. And so I got a good idea of what my exposure is, both at home and office, so you can too for very little money. Just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the link area, and look for rad meters. It's a big orange banner. It's very cool. All right, we are going to shift gears, and we are going to be talking about our oral health, our teeth, our gums, all that good stuff, because very expensive to keep all that up and tidy, especially if you don't have dental insurance, right? Right? If you don't work for a big company, dental insurance is kind of, you know, it's not even there. So you gotta, it's, everything's out of pocket. So how can we make sure we have less problems in the oral hygiene area? Well, let's check it out. Scientific community agrees that your amalgamum dental fillings tend to leach mercury into the oral cavity. How much of that leaks out? Well, studies have varied on the level of toxicity, and much of the research is being disputed, which allows for your dental amalgamum fillings to continue to be used, unless, of course, you live in Norway, Denmark, or Sweden, where it's, they're banned. Can't use them there. Now, in 2006, the international survey found that about 72% of people did not know mercury was a component of the amalgamum dental fillings. Wow, really? 72% people didn't know, didn't have a clue. Well, in 1993, the FDA published a study where 50% of Americans believed that mercury fillings caused health problems. And most dentists do not inform patients that the material composition of the fillings contains mercury. Your gamma two-phase amalgamum dental filling has contained mercury since 1970. It's contained since 1970 about 40% silver, 32% tin, 30% copper, 2% zinc, and 3% mercury. And the World Health Organization reports that 53% of total mercury emissions are from amalgamum and laboratory equipment. Whoa. All right, so mercury in your amalgamum fillings is treated as pretty much a hazardous substance, and dentists have a protocol they have to go by in handling it. So amalgamum fillings are, when they're removed, they're pretty much treated as hazardous waste. And there's a certain way to have them removed safely for you and for the dentist and all his employees. So if you're having them replaced by something healthier, make sure you go to someone who's experienced in doing that. Well, we got to take a break, folks, and on the other side, we're going to cover some more of this, so don't go anywhere.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets a big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Every
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
This is Captain Patrick Hawken, and I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and to my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holidays.
I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise. Mistletoe and presents all Christmas Eve will find you.
Back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. A little Christmas music. Thank you, magical engineer. Yes, get close to that time, isn't it? Well, we're talking about oral health, and we're going to dig into a little history regarding your metal fillings. Well, the first recorded silver paste fillings were used in China around 659 A.D., and before most metal materials were used, dentists actually used stone, resin, cork, gum, lead, gold leaf, and other materials to restore teeth. Now, the amalgamum filling got its start in 1603 when a German, Tobias Creelis, created the metal filling by mixing copper sulfide with strong acids and then adding some mercury and bringing it to a boil and pouring it into a tooth. Ooh, doesn't that sound thrilling? Mm. Now, the French preferred to use liquid materials and poured it into a tooth, which made a cement. Later, the French also added mercury to this mixture, and by 1826, this became known as the father of amalgamum fillings. In 1840s, silver, tin, lead, and other alloys, all these substances made up the amalgamum filling. However, the United States dental textbooks called amalgamum the most pernicious material that has ever been employed for filling teeth. So in 1843, the American Society of Dental Surgeons, the only U.S. dental association of the time, stated that using amalgamum fillings was a malpractice, and its members were banned from using it. But, however, by 1844, most of the fillings being done in New York were amalgamum because it was an easy process. It was easy to apply. It was a cheaper substance. It was less painful for the patient. And so prior to this, the only options dentists really gave their patients were to have the tooth removed or to have hot gold hammered onto the tooth. Now, the American Society of Dental Surgeons had to go along with the amalgamum fillings to get along, and by 1859, the American Dental Association was founded, and over the next 50 years, several different metal combinations have been used to fill teeth. The mercury ratio in your amalgamum fillings has been modified. It was modified in 1959 and changed the amount of mercury from 8.5 to 1.1. So in 1963, a copper dispersion alloy was added, but this did not stop corrosion. So then they added tin and created a what they call the current gamma two-phase amalgamum filling. Let's talk about some of the studies quickly, because studies done by scientists and researchers outside of the FDA and the ADA, such as the one done in Finnberg University in 2005, they found that the mercury from your dental amalgamum is responsible for what is known as neprotoxicity, which gives you a neural behavioral change. You can get things like autoimmunity problems, oxidative tissue, create stress on the system, even autism, skin and mucosa alterations are possible, and also could contribute, they think, to Alzheimer's disease and MS. So how can they make such a claim? Well, they tested their research by removing mercury-riddled dental fillings in patients, and there was a permanent improvement of those various chronic conditions. Another study from Sweden and Germany in 1997 found that 23% of patients with mercury fillings tested positive for systematic allergic sensitivity to inorganic mercury. Now, this group of patients suffered from symptoms similar to chronic fatigue syndrome, and they had the mercury fillings removed and replaced with a metal-free ceramic or some sort of other alkaloid filling, and they reported a 78% improvement in overall health. So there's different composites out there. Some of it can have some ceramic materials, but there's a lot of new natural fillings that can be used in replace of the mercury. So this and other research is basically confirming that there is some allergy sensitivity showing up in the National Institutes of Health paper regarding the metal fillings. In 2001, they did a survey of 31,000 Americans, and the U.S. Health and Nutrition published their findings in the National Center for Health Statistics. And their findings on the dental fillings correlated with conditions such as cancer, thyroid disease, mental health problems, MS, and nervous system disorders, as well as urinary system disorders, vision problems, circulation, and respiratory conditions. So this and other research has prompted a product warning from the FDA that pregnant women and children should use caution with mercury fillings. And it's kind of funny that mercury is also included in your childhood vaccines. And now they also vaccinate pregnant women with it. So even though they say the thimerosal has been taken out, some of the vaccines still have it in there. So do dentists tell women that mercury accumulates in the body and damages hormones, damages your enzymes, your adrenal gland, your pituitary gland, your brain, your nervous system? No, they don't tell you that, but the scientific evidence says it does. So there are some warnings. The World Health Organization in 2003 published an official list of conditions from mercury toxicity. In the report, it is estimated that the amalgamum fillings expose the patient to 1 to 12 and a half units per day with an average of 5 units of exposure. So gum chewing, tooth grinding, this will enhance your risk of absorbing too much of those metals. They also found that the mercury fillings in MS patients altered their red blood cells, their T cells in their immune system, and they had more toxic levels of mercury found in their hair. Yeah, get a hair analysis. See what your mercury level is. They've also said that when you have these amalgamum fillings, your mouth becomes kind of like a battery. You may have heard that dissimilar metals like gold and mercury and silver and nickel and tin, when they're in the mouth, they react to the saliva and it causes an electrical charge on the filling, creating a battery effect. So continuous exposure to this will stress your endocrine glands and depress your immune system function. So different companies make different amalgamum composites. Some manufacturers use a primary component of ground glass with quartz as a filler and with some other additives. And these filling composites are definitely going to be cured to the tooth with either chemicals or a light. Have you not been to the dentist and they use that little blue light? You know, what they're doing is they're, you know, those composites are being cured to the tooth. So how do you take the toxicity out of the teeth? Well, there are many trained dentists out there that are now using more natural, less toxic substances to fill cavities. So removing the old amalgamum fillings can be a cautious process, and care should be given to prevent further toxic exposure to your blood system. So the white fillings, most dentists are now opting to put into the teeth. They're more aesthetically pleasing. They offer less toxicity. They've come a long way with the polymers that they last just as long as the metal fillings. So insurance companies are now paying for them. So the trade-off is you're going to get less toxic fillings when you get the new white fillings, and they're going to wear just as long as the amalgamum, about 10 years. So this has been one of the big hurdles that the insurance companies didn't want to pay for the natural fillings is because in the beginning they didn't wear as long and they were having to be replaced too soon. So, but they've come a long way with those polymer substances, so you should go reinvestigate. Also, the natural toxin removal, even if you don't have the money to remove your amalgamum fillings and replace them with some less toxic materials, you can minimize your toxin damage Using your system organ cleansing will help prevent a buildup of these toxic metals. So your bowel cleanse, for instance, will pull out heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, food additives, and all those chemicals that shouldn't be sitting there in the system. So do your bowel cleanse, follow it with a urinary tract cleanse, and if you're a man, maybe a prostate cleanse, liver and gallbladder, and then your blood system cleanse. And you're going to pull all those impurities out. And you want to protect yourself further with boosting that immune system function, because these heavy metals will definitely lower that immunity, so you got to rebuild it. So you want your system to be able to manufacture more killer T cells and macrophages, so the herbs that can help boost that immune system are going to be your echinacea root, garlic, astragalus root, your ginsengs, and things like that. And you can actually layer those herbs and use them to make that immune system 10 times stronger. So you herbs like your oat straw, horsetail, and lobelia, these elements are going to have some natural calcium, boron, magnesium, which will strengthen not only the jawbone, but also help rebuild dentin on teeth, build strong connective tissues and muscle and bone. So you want to get your calcium from your plants and not your animal products. And also, if you're looking to tighten up the gum tissue, stop the bleeding, help with oral sores, if you will, disinfect the oral cavity, there's a great product called Tooth and Gum Restore. That's on the PowerHerbs.com website. They also have the calcium formula and your cleansing kits. So you can check it out there at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call. Toll-free for a free product catalog is 866-229-3663. Toll-free is 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial this international number, 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. And by the way, when you go to the PowerHerbs.com website, you'll see on the homepage what's new. Right now, through Christmas, orders of $100 or more get free ground ship in the continental United States. So if you're thinking about getting your cleanses going, especially if you want to do them when you're on your holiday break or after your break, in between Christmas and New Year's, you can stock up now and get free ground ship. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about fighting that cold and flu, staying healthy through the Christmas and New Year's holiday. You want to enjoy it. You don't want to be sick. So we're going to try to cut down on those pathogens that can put you down onto the couch or into the bed with your vaporizer. So we are going to power you up so you can skip all that, okay? The average person was going to get about 3 colds per year. That's the average person. But if you've been listening to this show, you're not average. No. And so I want you to know that you're going to be more powerful than you think about preventing yourself from getting these colds and flus and getting rid of them faster if you do get them. Okay, so, you know, if you've, you know, done a little bit too much holiday partying, been, you know, kind of too many trips to the dessert bar, which will lower your immune system, and you get sick anyway, well, we're going to help you snap out of that. So our modern lifestyle pretty much sabotages us with the refined foods and lots of sugar. But you can fight off the common cold and flu virus with some nutritional power. And you're going to find that in your whole foods and in your medicinal herbs. Your whole foods are going to strengthen the walls of every cell in your body. See, now viruses, in order to make you sick, they got to be able to penetrate those cell walls and replicate inside the cell and make you really feel sick, really feel bad. So when you strengthen your cell walls, it makes it more difficult for viruses to do their dirty deeds. So you're going to do that. And, you know, in the military, if your defenses are down, you rebuild them. So we're going to do that. If you have low immune system response, we're going to help you build it back up. So we're going to get to work on that. Let's talk about some nutrition, too, that you can fight with. Scientific studies have documented that there are certain nutritional elements that are going to help the human body fight viral and bacterial infections. Your food sources are going to be rich in your antioxidants, your vitamin A and C, your beta-carotene complexes, your flavonoids, you know, your vitamin B, your zinc. These are all going to strengthen you. These are your God-given defense foods. And also, they do a little bit of detoxing as well, so you get a little extra there. Now, currently, we have documented about 1,400 pathogens. Science has documented that many. And we get about 200 new viruses each year. That's, you know, new ones. They mutate. Now, they estimate that more than two new human virus species are going to be discovered each year. At least two. At that rate, we're going to document 10 to 40 new viruses species by the year 2020. So when pathogens normally enter your body through the pulmonary, you know, you breathe them in or you eat them in through your digestive tract, or you absorb them through your skin, your immune system defenses are supposed to kick in. And you may not realize it, but you may be getting sick and your nose feels a little stuffy, and you develop a little mucus discharge. Well, this is a normal output of the body. This is your immune system trying to encapsulate the virus and get it out of the body without it spreading. So this is normal, but what people do is they go to their drugstore and they get over-the-counter prescription stuff or prescription stuff to dry up the mucous membranes, and this interferes with the normal immune system response. And they also take things for the aches and pains, and that just disables their immune system for 8 to 12 hours. So, well, they're sick longer. They may be comfortable in the interim, but they're going to be sicker longer when they do that. Now, the discharge may be uncomfortable and may be unsanitary, but it's a cleansing of the pathogens, and it's part of the immune system defense. And it is similar to when you bleed. The blood actually cleanses the wound before it coagulates. So you will want to use nutrition to work with your immune system and shorten the duration of your illness, but not work against it and make you sicker longer. So modern science has identified 200 rhinoviruses. Three of them are influenza markers. And these pathogens create what is known as self-limiting conditions, which means the disease will run its two-week course depending on the strength of your immune system. And there are a few pantry items that you can use to stock to help yourself. According to the American Society of Alternative Therapies, you can assist your immune system using garlic, onion, leafy greens, beets, peppers, pineapple, because it has the bromelain enzyme. It's great if you got phlegm. And citrus, cayenne, and horseradish. These all have your vitamin A, B, C, E, selenium, the bioflavonoids, the zinc for your immune system support, and lots of other extras. So if you have a cold, they also say grab a lemon. According to Francis Gallart, he's the author of Super Healing Foods, he makes a lemon fizz to cut his cold short. What he does is he'll take a lemon, and he'll dissolve 2 teaspoons of baking soda in 1/2 cup of boiling water, stir in the juice of 1/2 of a fresh lemon, and then add it to cold water and combine the mixes and it fizzes. And the lemon has some live antioxidants and enzymes and bioflavonoids and, of course, your vitamin C. And you know what? I'd layer that with echinacea. I definitely would. Maybe some garlic. An immune-boosting formula with garlic and echinacea and a lemon fizz, and you got it whooped right there. Here's some other tips. If you have eucalyptus oil on hand, many health food stores will offer this either in blended oils or by itself, and you can put a little in the palm of your hand, rub your palms together, and then cup it over your nose and mouth and breathe in, and the eucalyptus oil will kill bacteria in the nasal and bronchial passages, and it reduces swelling. So if you've got a little bit of a bronchitis, it'll help you breathe easier, while it also reduces the pathogens there, the bacteria. It is very helpful, especially at night, right before you go to bed. You know, you lay down, you can't breathe. Prop yourself up a little bit on a few pillows. Use a little of that oil, and you can go off to sleep fairly easily. Now, I would also pair that maybe with some Echinacea Deluxe formula. It's the sinus formula at Apothecary Herbs, or their pneumonia kit if you got bronchitis. So this is going to make breathing easier. It's going to help you purge the mucus and get over it quicker. So, you know, God's got some antibiotics. He does. And there is no doubt that garlic and onion offer a powerful antibiotic combo because they have the ability to decongest and kill bacteria and viruses. So you can eat maybe 2 to 4 cloves of garlic and follow it by eating some parsley because of the chlorophyll will freshen your breath. Onion is also excellent for breaking up phlegm and mucus. Both contain allicin. It's a compound that fights colds and bacteria. and you can add 1 teaspoon of minced garlic to some diced onion, add some salsa for the capsaicin. It's a circulatory action that runs its through the system a lot quicker. It kind of magnifies the herbs, and it gives you a little zip. Fresh pineapple juice contains enzymes like bromelain, which will help your respiratory symptoms and cut the phlegm. Drinking green tea will also provide antioxidants to support your immune system also. So you've got an arsenal. It could be right there in your pantry or your fridge, and it's all right there. So I got to tell you about Grandma's Chicken Noodle Soup. I soup it up. I really do. Let me tell you, if you have a head cold or if you have the flu, you can make a very light chicken noodle soup broth. I don't like it real heavy, so I don't like the chunky man soups. I don't like none of that. Light broth. I mean, if you can make it with just some noodles, maybe just little bits of chicken, not too heavy, but just a very light chicken broth, and add extra garlic to it, you know, on a low simmer, and then, you know, pour it into your bowl or your cup, and you know what I do? I add liquid cayenne. If you don't have some liquid cayenne, if you got Echinacea Deluxe from Apothecary Herbs, that's awesome. Has some cayenne in it. Oh, you put it in the chicken noodle soup, it's just going to boost you up. You're going to feel energized, and it's going to magnify the garlic you put in the soup as well. And my kids ask for that all the time. If they tend to get a head cold or if they get the little flu bug, they'll say, Mom, can you make me some chicken soup and put the hot stuff in it? So check that out. It's the only time I advocate adding the herbs to something hot. Yeah, so you want to pour it off and then add it. You don't want to add the herbs while you're cooking it, okay? And check that out. It's really cool. About a quarter of a teaspoon to half a teaspoon of the liquid cayenne or the Echinacea Deluxe in your cup or bowl of soup. That'll fix you right up. I also recommend a little hydrotherapy if you get the flu bug or a cold. The hot and cold showers. If you can't do the cold, then just do some frequent baths during the day. The heat will stimulate a wave-like effect inside your immune system, and it'll power it up, and it'll help with the aches and pains. Also, I don't recommend taking aspirin for flu and fever. You disable the immune system, and you'll be sicker longer. The hotter the fever is, the more antibodies are circulating in the system to eradicate the virus or bacteria. So when you take something to lower fever, you actually extend your illness. So you disable your immune system by 8 to 12 hours. So instead, just hang in there, keep a fever wet, keep drinking, and then you can take a little willow bark and meadow sweet for aches and pains, but it won't disable the immune system. And you can layer a lot of God's medicinal herbs. You can layer your ginsengs, your garlic, your echinacea, astragalus root, your willow bark and meadow sweet. You can layer these things for a huge effect. If you want to learn more, pick up the Power Herbs book. It's $14.99. It's an e-book off the powerherbs.com website. Lots of herb secrets like that in there. Or just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get a free product catalog, and ask them what they would recommend, and they'll help you figure that out. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. That's right. So don't want you to be sick through the holidays. Oh, I got to go. This hour went like that. But, you know, you stay where you are because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.